This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name. We're thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. And we're thanking God we are a blessed people. The scripture says, "Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city." And now I present unto you our great pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder Matisse, our elders, evangelists, missionary, deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice. We do greet you in the name of Jesus. Our Elder Matisse touched on my thought today, the gates of Zion, God's anointed. We're going to talk about that. Before we get into that thought, the choir has this number, and this is what we truly believe in, living sanctified, holy, blameless choir.
Down.
that beautiful? Blameless. When you are living sanctified and holy. Deacon Debbie, you have announcements?
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages on the World Wide Web at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Now the pastor.
Thank you, Deacon. Another Sabbath day. We're glad to be with you. We are God's Covenant Church. We are established in Jesus' name. His name is the Word of God. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
And we're grateful for our great Bishop Barfield, our great Bishop Philip, and our great Bishop Dorothy for the life they lived, the stand they took. And they're going on. They are the late anointed. We know about it. I didn't know Moses Post personally, but I know about his life. And I didn't know Paul, Peter, James, and John, but I know about their life and what they stood for. And I didn't know Bishop Barfield personally, but I knew what she stood for because what she stood for continued after her passing through our great Bishop Philip and our great Bishop Dorothy. And we're continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. The doctrine is God's word. That is the doctrine of God. Isn't that beautiful? And so many don't seem to know that. They got all these different doctrines today. They said the doctrine is the cross. That is God's doctrine, because the cross of Christ is his word. And that's what sanctifies you, not a natural cross you decide to let someone nail you to if you do that. Many martyrs out here, and you have martyrs that are not of God. That doesn't make you holy or sanctified because you choose to take a stand for a cause. We have that across the board in this world. But scarcely would one die for a righteous man. To be righteous is what it's talking about. Yes. Maybe you don't understand my speech here. I hope all of you out here in Alabama hear with an ear to hear. And if you like or if you are not sure about what I'm speaking about, if you think I'm not bringing the word of God, why don't you contact us and maybe you can enlighten us. Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. Because God's 10 precepts, which is his word, they're statutes because they're upright and they're righteous all together. And these statutes, they're God's word. And the word is God. That means God is the commandments. If you cannot put that together, maybe you need to change whatever venue you're listening to and find another station. Let's go to Psalms 87 and 2. God loves his anointed. And he loves his anointed above any dwellings in Jacob, in Israel. And God's people are Israelites. God's people, they're called Israel. And they are Jews. And there is no such thing as a Christian and a Jew. They're one. Christ was a Jew. Paul was a Jew, but he was a follower of Christ. And many Jews did not follow Christ. They were not Christians. And if you're not following the Jew today that has salvation, you are not a true follower of Christ. Because salvation is of the Jew. Isn't that beautiful? Can't get around that. And I've heard many commentators speak about this nation was built upon Judeo-Christian values. That's not true. They may have values, but they're not God's principles. God's principles are one for the Jew and for the Greek and for the Gentile and for the so-called Christian.
Yes.
One principle, that is the 10 precepts. Psalms 87 and 2, Deacon Franny, what does it say?
The Lord loveth the gates of Zion.
Lord loveth the gates of Zion. Yes. That means the door to the church. Because Zion is the church.
Yes.
A gateway is a door.
That's right.
It's an entrance to the church. It's an entrance to God. And if you don't have God on your side, you are not God's church. If you don't have his word being put in action, you're not God's church. And you haven't entered into God or into the church.
Yes.
Read it again.
The Lord loveth.
Lord loveth.
The gates of Zion.
The gates of Zion. What?
More than all the dwellings.
More than all the dwellings.
Of Jacob.
Of Jacob. In other words, more than the layman. No. More than just the brother or the sister or the mother.
Yes.
God's anointed, because without God's anointed, you don't have a mother, a brother, or a sister. Because
right.
That's the one carries the church.
Right.
Feed the church. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes. Yes.
Lord loveth the gates of Zion.
Yes.
More than all the dwellings of Jacob. What does the first verse say?
His foundation is in the holy mountains.
Foundation of God is his word. Because we're built upon the foundation of the prophets and the apostles. The foundation of the prophets and the apostles, not built upon prophets and apostles, but of the prophets, because the prophets and the apostles were built on the word.
Yes.
His foundation is in the holy mountains.
Yes.
God's gates are like unto mountains. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Because that's what the people feed off of.
Right.
Lord said, except you eat my flesh, drink my blood. We have to feed off the mountain.
Right.
Isn't that beautiful? That's God's gate.
Yes.
You don't get into God unless you feed off of what God is giving you through his anointed.
Yes.
Beautiful.
His foundation is in the holy mountains. Read the second verse again.
The Lord loveth.
Lord loveth.
The gates of Zion.
The gates of Zion. That beautiful.
More than all.
More.
Dwellings.
Than all
of Jacob.
His dwellings of Jacob.
That's
all
beautiful.
The dwellings of Jacob.
Yes.
Let's go there.
Yes.
St. John 21 and 15. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Now, we know that God loves his anointed and all those that say they've been called by his name and sent by God. Do you love God? Because if you love God, you'll keep his commandments. God loves his anointed. But if you don't love God and keep God's commandments, you're not that dwelling that God loves. More than all the dwellings. And you are not a gate. St. John 21 and 15, what does it say?
So when they had dined, Jesus saith to Simon Peter,
what?
Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these?
All these preachers, they got preachers many. So, we got the Great Commission. We got to go tell everyone in the darkest part of China that he died for our sins.
Mm-hmm.
They know that from child playing on the playground.
That's
they know about
right.
that. Jesus, they heard about Jesus. That's not what God sent his anointed to say, to do. He sent his anointed to feed his people with knowledge and understanding. That's what he sent him for. What good is sitting in the church and God is feeding you with not understanding? You don't understand what God is saying. God said, don't do this. You get right up and do exactly what God told you not to do. He sent his anointed to feed his people. What did he say to Peter? What?
Yes. He saith unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest I love thee.
Oh, he said, tell the preacher, said, you don't need to go to church on Sunday. That's not the rest of the day. He said, yeah, but I love God. I said, no, you don't. Lord said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Yeah, but I love God.
Yes.
Peter said, yeah, Lord, you know I love you. But he was true, though.
All right.
But even then, when he said it, he didn't have the love of God that he got eventually.
Yes.
He was speaking out of his flesh. What? Because if he wasn't speaking out of his flesh, he would have got upset.
Yes.
Read.
He saith unto him.
Again.
Yes, Pastor. Feed my lambs.
What?
He saith unto him again. Again, the second time.
What?
Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me?
Look how formal the Lord was. Yeah. That's the beginning.
All right.
Simon, son of Jonas. Because God is calling for these preachers to keep his commandments.
Yes.
That he might love them more than all the dwellings of Jacob.
Yes, that's beautiful.
But do they love him?
All right.
What did he say?
He saith unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee.
What?
He saith unto him, feed my
sheep. That's what God wants his anointed to do today. Feed the people.
Yes.
Wisdom, knowledge. What did Jeremiah 3:15 says? What's that? I'll give you a pastor. You got to get it. I'll give you pastors after mine own heart.
Yes.
Which shall feed thee with wisdom and knowledge and understanding.
Yes.
Read.
He saith unto him the third time.
Third time. What?
Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved.
Well, he got grieved because he wasn't as spiritual as he began to be. In time.
Yes.
But he wasn't in sin, but he had to get over that short temper he had. Or that little fuse he had. Greed because the Lord asked him.
Right.
And so many that hear this broadcast get grieved because we say, do you love God? If you love him, keep my commandments. They don't want to hear that.
Right.
Because that's what the love of God is, keeping God's commandments.
Yes.
Read.
Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, lovest thou me?
What?
And he said,
lovest thou me? What?
And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus said unto him, Feed my sheep.
That's what we're doing here.
Yes.
That's why God loved the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings. Because they feed his sheep.
Yes.
Matthew 16:15. Let's go there.
Thank God.
No, yes. Matthew 16:15. Let's go there.
Yes.
So now this is not, I thought you was going to tell us a story. I thought you were going to tell us a great parable. You might have thought I was going to make up a lie, but I ain't doing that. Because some of these preachers tell you all these lies. Oh, made up parables don't make sense. I'm going to tell you what the scripture is saying.
Yes.
Matthew 16:15, what does it say?
He saith unto them, but whom say ye that I am?
God is interested in what we say and who we say he is. We know he died for our sins, but God wonder, do you know I'm the Word? He's God.
Yes.
So we know he's God. They know Jesus is God. Do you know he's the Word? And do you know the Word cannot be changed?
Right.
What?
Yes. And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ.
What?
The Son of the living God.
And
Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed it unto thee.
But what?
But my Father, which is in heaven.
Flesh and blood cannot reveal knowledge to the people today. It's got to be the one that God sent in the Spirit.
Yes.
To bring you knowledge. To reveal unto you. One that is a light.
Yes.
To reveal knowledge.
Yes.
What doth ever make manifest is light.
Yes.
There's a light out there, but it's a reflection of the light. It's not the real thing.
Yes.
Read.
And I say unto thee,
what?
Thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church.
So he was letting you know, Peter is who you are. That's the truth.
Yes.
God builds his church upon truth.
Yes.
And the truth of the matter, you cannot change God's word.
Yes.
The truth of the matter is God loves his anointed above all the dwellings of Jacob.
Beautiful.
That means above you that's called brother, sister, and mother.
Yes.
So well, why are you bragging? I'm not bragging. I'm just telling you what the scripture says. And I believe that. I believe that. And so many don't recognize that because they don't have honor for God. Because in order to have honor for God, you got to have honor for his son.
Yes.
The gate. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes. Beautiful.
Let's go to Isaiah.
All right.
No, 87 again. 87:1. So, Pastor, you just read that. Are you going to get grieved again? Don't get grieved because we're going back to the scriptures. I love this scripture. Jesus must have loved it enough to inspire the psalmist to write it. What does it say? 87:1. What does it say?
His foundation. Is in the holy mountain.
His word.
Right.
Is in his anointed.
Right.
What?
The Lord loveth the Lord gates of Zion.
Loveth the gates of Zion.
More than all the dwellings.
Now, wait a minute. The Lord said, honor thy father and thy mother. He also says that all men should honor the son as they honor the father.
Yes.
Yes.
Now, you ain't got to come into the church and bow down to the son, because you don't come into the church bowing down to the word. But you should have regard and reverence for them and honor for them.
Beautiful. That's right.
If you believe God's word, you ought to believe God's anointed that's bringing the word. You should.
Beautiful.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Isaiah 62 and 6.
All right.
Let's go there.
Thank God. That's beautiful.
Thank God. Above everything, let's believe the word, what the scripture says. God inspired everything that's written here. Everything that's written is not holy, but everything that's written was inspired by God. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
That devil is not holy, but those that wrote about that devil were inspired to tell us about that devil. Yes. Moses told us about him.
Right.
And God let Moses know what that devil was doing in the very beginning.
Yes.
And how he got to be what he was. And Isaiah, he let Isaiah know, I created that devil.
Yes.
I created evil.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Thank God.
Yes.
Isaiah 62 and 10. 62 and 6.
I have set watchmen upon thy walls.
That's that gate.
Right.
That's
watchmen.
That's right.
Might be watching out for your soul, not your purse, not your status, not how you feel, but for your soul.
Yes.
Most of these preachers watch how you feel. If you don't act like you're feeling right, they hold back things.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
they don't want to tell you, well, you haven't been here for the last 6 months, where you been? They don't want to ask you that. Do they tell you? Hold that back and say, love to see you. God love you, so do I. Mm-hmm. How would they tell you? That's the old saying. God loves you, so do I.
Mm-hmm.
You turn around and say, pat yourself on the back if nobody else will pat yourself. Tell yourself you love you.
Wow.
All that kind of foolishness.
Foolishness.
God said, watchmen upon the walls. What?
Old Jerusalem. Which shall never hold.
That's Zion.
Right.
Old Jerusalem.
Right.
Another.
Yes, Pastor.
Key word here.
Yes.
What?
Which shall never hold their peace.
Now, they're not going to hold their peace. What?
Day, night.
No, other words, whether you're in good times or bad times, when you're doing well and when you're not doing well, God said, they're not going to hold their peace, because God ain't going to hold his peace, because God is trying to edify you.
Yes.
So it ain't going to do you no good except and get no spirit.
All right.
Ain't nothing going to change.
Go ahead, Pastor.
God going to tell you about yourself.
Yes. Yes, Pastor.
Never hold their peace, day nor night. What?
Ye that make mention of the Lord.
You that come in here to my praise the Lord. You don't come in praise the Lord.
He'll
come in thank God for you. God ain't going to hold his peace because, oh, Pastor, I got a pie for you. He going to still tell you he's going to hold his peace. How many pies you make? Or cakes?
Yes, Pastor.
I got some cakes coming up on this third Sabbath.
Yes, you do, Pastor.
Yes. He ain't going to hold his peace.
Right.
Better be good, though.
Oh, wow.
All right. Come on.
All right, Pastor. Yes. And give him no rest.
Give him no rest.
Till he establish.
God is trying to establish us.
Yes.
Don't give you no rest. Let you know. You don't do it like that. This is how you do it.
Right.
What?
Until he make Jerusalem a praise in the earth.
Make your praise.
Right.
God said, well done.
Isn't that beautiful?
Now that's a sanctified so-and-so and so.
Beautiful.
That's the one that's holy.
Yes.
That's the one that's holy peace. That's the one that recognizes instruction. Can hear it and do it.
Yes.
That's the one you give instruction, you walk away and got to look back and see if they're doing it.
Right.
You know they're going to take care of it.
Yes.
Yes.
Some of you got to, I know they didn't hear what I said. So what you tell them? What'd you say?
Mm-hmm. Right, Pastor.
Did you hear what I just said?
Right.
Got to tell them again.
Yes.
Can you write it down?
Mm-hmm.
And write it down and still don't understand it.
Right.
Go
right,
ahead.
The Lord hath sworn by his right hand. And by the arm of his
strength. That's God's anointed. The right hand of God is his anointed.
Yes.
That's the arm of God's strength. What?
Surely I will no more give thy corn to be meat for thine enemies.
So our corn here is not given to our enemies for meat. To just make havoc out of. That's what is happening to these churches. They just make havoc out of the people.
Yes.
Make them do all kind of flips in the church. Do all kind of stuff. And they go, oh, we had church tonight. Had church today. Close half off the back and they come and, woo, I sure danced. I danced today. Amen. And this is pretty, oh, this is hot. Hats on backwards. Everything is going on. Shoes then lost a heel. Woo, I was in the spirit today. I got to go to the cleaners. I got to go to the shoemaker. I kicked my shoes off. Thank you, Jesus. And all this kind of junk. And the next 5 minutes, rolling eyes at somebody else because they look at them the wrong
right,
way.
Sir.
What you looking at me like that for? I'll slap you in the name of all that kind of foolishness. God ain't like that. Come on. Go ahead. Got all these kind of things going on trying to justify how they feel. Come on.
And the sons of the stranger shall not drink thy wine.
What?
For the which thou hast labored.
What?
But they that have gathered it shall eat it.
Other words, you're going to eat the good of your labor after you've gathered. Suffer a while. Go ahead.
And praise the Lord. And they that have brought it together shall drink it in the courts of my holiness.
Not Baptistness, holiness.
Yes. Yes.
If you're not in the courts of holiness, you're not Zion. Yes. Not the church. But what did he say?
Go through the gates.
Go through the gates. That's why the scripture says, as Elder Batiste brought out, blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have a right to the tree of life. That's God's word. That's another key.
Yes.
And enter in through the gates. You got to come through the gate.
Yes.
You don't come through the gate of God, you ain't got nothing.
Right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Go through the gates. What?
Prepare ye the way
That's
of the people.
What God said, no, it was sent for to prepare people
yes.
for God
yes.
to enter into their life.
Mm-hmm.
God's not going to enter into your life to rest and you resting on the first day of the week and everybody out there working.
Right.
God's going to rest on the Sabbath.
Yes. That's right.
That's the Lord's day. The seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord, right?
Yes.
You're going to rest on Sunday. And you ain't resting. You're kicking up your heels and doing all kinds of stuff. Yeah. The Lord is working.
All right.
As his people are. Yes. Read.
Cast up the highway. Gather out the stones.
What?
Lift up a standard for the people.
Up a standard for the people. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
The gate.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew's.
All right.
7 and 13.
All right.
Isn't that beautiful? We got 5 minutes here. Some of you out there that hear my voice don't seem to agree with what the gate of God is and all that appertain to it. You call us or email us or text us or you get in touch with us.
Explain, Pastor.
Contact Deacon Debbie.
All right.
Say, Deacon Debbie, I don't like the way you make your announcements. I want you to.
All right, Pastor.
You should be concerned about the word I'm bringing.
Yes, Pastor.
And who is that reading? I don't like the way she reads. Don't come on, don't get online texting about that stuff. 7 and 13, what does it say?
Enter ye in at the straight gate.
Enter ye in at the, that means strict.
All right.
Not a preacher, male or female, that lets you do any kind of thing you want to do. Come and go as you please. Let you interpret what God got for you and not they. They will tell you. God has been dealing with me and he wants me to be a missionary down in Honduras. And then they ask you how I get there.
Oh.
That's not, that's God don't work like that. Read.
For wide is the gate.
Wide is the gate.
And broad is the way.
Broad is the way. These gates are wide and broad. In other words, church, you can come in any door, anytime, do whatever you want to do. Just bring your gift to the altar and you'll be accepted. You come in half naked, but bring that offering and say, you know what? Now that somebody got the love of God. You accept it. Get a pass. Read.
Yes. And broad is the way
what?
That leadeth to destruction.
Now this, all of this kind of activity leads to destruction. But what?
And many there be which go in.
Didn't say a few, a many.
Many.
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages on the World Wide Web at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org.